This is the rare long context paper where the boring layer choice part is actually the product story.
Yeah, and I came in less grumpy than usual, which is worrying for my brand.
Your brand survived almost 7 months of exploring Next. It can survive one paper being useful.
Barely. My tab spec is also getting weird today. Every title is either morphing or hybrid or some combination that sounds like cartoon para.
Flashmorph absolutely sounds like a superhero who optimizes inference bills.
And tragically, that superhero has a pretty clean objective function.
Okay, that's the hook for me. Hybrid attention already makes sense in broad strokes. Keep some full attention for the hard recall stuff. Swap the rest to linear attention so long context doesn't melt your serving budget. But the stuck part has been, which layers do you preserve?
Right.
And that is not a cute implementation detail. If you pick badly, you get the worst possible product shape, a model that is cheaper on paper, but weirdly forgetful in exactly the moments users notice.
The paper's complaint is that previous selection methods either used fixed placement patterns, like evenly interleaving full attention, or they scored layers one at a time. That isolated scoring is the part they're really attacking. In a 40-layer model with a budget of, say, 8 full attention layers, the value of layer 12 depends on what you did with layers 7, 21, and 36.
Mm-hmm.
So they cast it as subset selection under a budget. Not which layer looks important alone, but which set of layers works together when the rest are converted. That's a much better formulation because hybrid models are full-stack organisms. Sorry, I hate that sentence, but it's true.
No, keep it. That sentence has little lab goggles on. What I like is that they're not saying train a hybrid model from scratch and pray. They start from a pre-trained transformer, which is the only path that sounds remotely practical for teams who don't have a moon-sized training budget.
Exactly.
And the conversion pipeline is very recognizable. Choose the retained full attention layers, convert the others to linear attention, then do distillation and long context fine-tuning. So Flashmorph is not replacing the whole pipeline. It is attacking the layer selection bottleneck.
Mechanically, the clever move is the morphable layer. For each pre-trained full attention layer, they attach a converted linear attention branch. Then they freeze both the original backbone weights and the converted branch weights during selection. The only trainable things are layer-wise gates, basically continuous knobs, deciding how much the model relies on full attention versus linear branch.
Oh, interesting.
They optimize all those gates jointly on synthetic long context retrieval data, and they add a linearization regularizer so the model is pushed toward using linear attention unless full attention is really earning its keep. After that, they discretize the gates under the preset budget. If the budget says keep K full attention layers, the selected layers become the hybrid architecture.
That synthetic retrieval choice is doing a lot of work, right? It's not arbitrary. If full attention matters most when the model has to pull a specific thing out of a long context, then retrieval is a decent stress signal for deciding which layers need the expensive machinery.
Sure, with a caveat. Synthetic retrieval is a proxy, and proxies are where benchmark goblins live. But here the proxy is used for architecture selection, not as the final victory lap. Their experiments still look at long context retrieval, common sense reasoning, and recall intensive tasks on QWEN3 series models with multiple linear attention variants.
There's your skepticism. I was getting nervous.
I contain multitudes, Talon. The numbers that matter to me are selection costs and whether the selected layout survived downstream training. Their table says Flashmorph uses 20 million layer selection tokens. They compare that with PASNAS at 50 billion, KL layer selection at 20 billion, and Halo at 234 million.
Wait!
And yes, selection tokens are not the entire conversion costs. You still have logus distillation and long context fine-tuning afterward. But for the search step, that is a big difference.
That's the part I'd sell internally if I were trying to get this into a model optimization roadmap. Not we invented a new long context architecture because everyone's allergic to that meeting by now. It's we can pick the expensive layers with 20 million tokens instead of running a giant search ritual.
Right, right.
Production-wise, this feels shippable for model teams, not app teams. If you're building a coding assistant or enterprise search product on top of an API, you are not flashmorphing QWEN3 in the basement. But if you own weights, have fine-tuning infrastructure, and long context serving costs are hurting, this is very real.
I agree. It also connects to that old hybrid Mamba attention thing I was annoyingly pleased about. The pattern is the same, use cheap recurrent or linear machinery for throughput, and keep precise tension where recall or binding needs it. Flashmorph's contribution is making the wear less hand-wavy.
And less aesthetic. Because uniform interleaving always has that suspicious looks nice in a diagram energy.
Architecture by wallpaper symmetry?
Exactly. Which, to be fair, has shipped more often than either of us wants to admit.
My main concern is that the gates are optimized while weights are frozen. That makes selection cheap and clean, but the final fine-tuned hybrid model may adapt in ways the gate stage didn't predict. I don't think that breaks the method. I just want ablations where the selected layers are stable across datasets, budgets, and linear attention backbones.
That's fair. My mild counter is, if the alternative is scoring layers in isolation, I'll take a frozen joint proxy over a precise-looking marginal score that lies about interactions. This is very much our serving layer is the benchmark disease, but for architecture conversion.
Yeah, no, that's the right callback. The measurement setup is part of the model building procedure here. I'd put 70-30 that this becomes common baseline in hybrid conversion papers by early next year, assuming the repo is usable. Paper-shaped is such a polite insult.
It's affectionate, like your skepticism with better typography. Good paper, useful superhero name, suspicious wallpaper avoided. I'm calling that a decent Friday wildflower.